This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. With you in studio tonight is Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So there was some big news with the Obamacare situation that came out.
It's the Affordable Care Act, you racist.
Oh, I don't know any of. I don't know what the political stuff is. Really, I can't really differentiate most of the politicians between one another. Although apparently, in other news, Darth Vader is leading in the presidential candidacy race for 2016.
See, that's the America I want to live in. The one where Darth Vader can lead the polls.
Well, you know, finally, I think that that would be an honest candidate.
Yep.
So
I don't think Darth Vader, we're going to finally officially step over to the dark side.
I don't think Darth Vader is an actual eligible candidate. Where's his birth certificate?
Apparently it doesn't matter.
So, we can talk about the Obamacare healthcare thing here in a moment. Darth Vader solidly leading in a poll that was WashingtonPost.com is reporting on it. It doesn't look like the most scientific of polls, but it may not be the least scientific of polls either. They polled some people through a certain website that actually, I guess, allows people to sign up to take polls. It seems like, at least, it's called SurveyMonkey. And they did have over 1,000 respondents from June 3rd to June 6th. 79% of the respondents said they had watched at least one of the Star Wars films. And of the people who did respond, they really seemed to like Darth Vader above all of the current candidates for the 2016 election. So good news. Now, I wonder what that means for Cobra Commander, because couple of years on this show, we heard from Cobra Commander during presidential campaigns, and he's known to run in the presidential campaigns of the United States. Now, he doesn't do very well typically in the results. I don't know if he even shows, but he's out there and he's going to try it again, from what I understand from our last conversation with him. Now, I mean, would that be the death match of a lifetime, Cobra Commander versus Darth Vader?
I sincerely hope that Darth Vader would take Cobra Commander as his running mate.
Now, well, but I was thinking, which one would be the Republican and which one would be the Democrat nominee?
Maybe they would wind up getting a fusion ticket and being nominated by both parties.
There you go. I like that one.
Can you do that at the federal level?
In some states. Some states allow fusion.
Oh, so you could. So the state could have it separately from the rest of the country. I see.
I suspect they'll just be whichever party that they're able to take the largest amount of payoffs and execute the people that don't play ball with them.
So we'll keep you up to date if we hear anything more about Vader versus Cobra Commander.
This is the conversation I want to have surrounding politics. It really is, because this is so much more genuine than this bull crap we deal with every 2 years. You know, oh, my dear, with a red candidate tell us more lies than the blue candidates?
I just think it would be wonderful to have masked candidates on a stage during a debate.
Hold on. This is not an accurate poll at all. It left off Vermin Supreme.
Oh, okay.
We could do so much worse than electing the guy with the rubber boot on his head.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's actually jump into the phone calls, and then we'll talk about the Obamacare news. Apparently some big court decisions in moments. Daryl has the story. I've got one as well. James in California, you're on Free Talk Live to start things out here tonight.
Hey, Mark and Ian. How you guys doing tonight? I forgot
Hey, Daryl's here too.
Daryl's
here.
Sorry, I missed you.
Go ahead.
I'm in California, and a couple of nights ago, you guys were having a conversation Monday night with a very nice, freedom-oriented gentleman who was for alcohol use. It was actually against all use, alcohol and marijuana. And he couldn't figure out, or no one could figure out why, and when you legalize things, that consumption went down. And being from California, I can totally explain this from my own personal experience. Before I actually could grow, I mean, before I could actually have marijuana legally, you know, I'd buy it from the street corner guy, $50, $60 a bag or whatever. And then they basically medically legalized it. And then I started growing it. Excuse me. And then I started growing it in my backyard. So I had 12 plants. And after those 12 plants, I had all I could ever want to smoke for like 6 months. It was everywhere. It was in my car. I had ounces in my backyard, in my closet. It was everywhere. there's nowhere I could go. It was just like on the floor. My friends were like, what, is that weed on your ground? I'm like, yeah, don't worry about this. It's all weed. You know, it was everywhere. So with those 12 plants, I realized like for the first week, I smoked all day, all long, all night long, everywhere I went, I was smoking all day. And then after that week, I got tired of it. I was like, you know, this is getting old. And then I found myself, like, even now, like, I have it whenever I want. I'm smoking about once a week, you know, twice a week tops. Whereas before, when I was harder to get, I'd be every day.
It's interesting. It's old. It's very strange that the scarcity of it would somehow spur more use.
Think of it like this. Think of it like that. You see the guy, the girl at the bar, the beautiful girl, and you're like, man, if I could have her, I would treat her like a queen. And then she meets up with some guy who's treats her like a jerk. Well, the reason he treats her like a jerk is because he can have any girl in the bar he wants. He can have any beautiful, he's a beautiful guy. He can have any beautiful girl he wants. So he treats that one like dirt. You know, it's the same way with weed. If you can only get a little bit, you're going to treat it like wonderful. You're gonna pay $100 for it. You're going to do whatever you can do to get it. You're going to smoke it all the time. But if I gave it to you all day long, you'd be like, yeah, it's weed, whatever. You know, just you wouldn't care anymore. It's the mentality of people, of human nature. So it's the scarcity, like you say.
Interesting call, James. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thanks, guys. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yep, thanks for making the call. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, since he brought it up, I actually happen to have some weed-related news before we get to the Obamacare thing. The story from HuffingtonPost.com, White House says marijuana policy is a state's rights issue. The Obama administration believes marijuana policy, according to the story at Huffington Post, is a state's rights issue.
I'd have to agree with him.
The White House said Monday in opposing Republican-led legislation that would prevent Washington, D.C. from using local funds to decriminalize marijuana possession. The GOP-sponsored House amendment would prevent D.C. from using its own local funds to carry out locally passed marijuana policies, which again undermines the principles of states' rights and district home rule. I'm confused. Were they trying to stop the marijuana decrim that was happening in D.C.?
That's what it sounds like, and it goes completely against the whole, you know, small government lie that we're told that Republicans stand for.
The White House said the bill poses challenges to the Metropolitan Police Department's enforcement of all marijuana laws currently in force in the district. Eleanor Holmes Norton called, I think that means Dem. I don't
know. She is the delegate?
Oh, delegate.
Because D.C. is not a state, so they don't have a congressman.
Oh,
they elect a delegate who gets to testify on legislation. They serve on committees, but they don't get a vote.
They don't vote, okay.
So Puerto Rico has a delegate. American Samoa has a delegate. Guam has a delegate.
So this is interesting. I didn't realize that there had been an attempt to stop D.C.'s decriminalization. We talked, I think it was earlier this week, about how Washington, D.C. has passed decrim through the city council. It went to the legislature and Barack Obama, and it made it through. I didn't know that there was actually an attempt to somehow put a stop to it, but apparently it was an unsuccessful attempt and won by the Republicans. And that is, was an attempt by the Republicans. The amendment attempted to block the D.C. law that lowers the penalty for possessing small amounts of marijuana to a fine. It's been less than a year since the Justice Department decided to not sue Washington and Colorado for legalizing and regulating recreational marijuana. Attorney General Eric Holder told the Huffington Post earlier this year that he was cautiously optimistic about legalization in Colorado, which began recreational sales on January 1st. Washington State began their sales this month. We'll continue here with a little bit more on some good news on the cannabis legalization front. Coming up, court decisions about Obamacare, a.k.a. the whatever it was called, Mark, whatever that legislation
is. PPACA.
Okay, whatever that is. The healthcare thing. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually create the content on the website. Something else you can do is if you have Bitcoin, you can send them over to the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The details are there. But if you don't have Bitcoin, well, step one is to get a wallet for yourself. and blockchain.info can help you do that. And they can do it for free. So you get a free Bitcoin wallet over at blockchain.info. There's a brand new app. Actually, you can go to blockchain.com now. We should probably promote that because the blockchain.info site is it's a much more in-depth site. Like, you can really drill down into the depths of Bitcoin and blockchain.info. But the blockchain.com is probably the easiest place to go to actually grab the app that you can install on your phone that makes having your wallet very easily accessible. So check them both out, blockchain.com, blockchain.info, same company, two great sites. As we continue here, the Obama administration claimed that marijuana policy is a states' rights issue all of a sudden.
That's what they're claiming, but he's not, you know, changed the federal schedule of drugs to remove cannabis from Schedule 1.
So true. So many mixed messages, Daryl. And in this case, the news is coming from Huffington Post. What apparently happened was there was a GOP-sponsored House amendment that would have stood in the way of the D.C. pass. A D.C. City Council passed this marijuana decrim that says that if you got less than an ounce of pot and you get busted by D.C. police, it's now $25 fine rather than a misdemeanor offense with up to 6 months in jail. So there's been a significant push to decriminalize, and the D.C. Council overwhelmingly passed it, if I'm recalling correctly. And we were watching it to see, would this go through Congress? Would there be a move to stop it? Well, apparently there was a move to stop it, but it was ultimately unsuccessful. And now D.C. has decriminalized as of just, I think, a few days ago. I think it was the 17th, actually, that D.C.'s decrim went into effect. It's very interesting that Eric Holder of the Obama administration, the Department of Homeland Security, seems to be taking, again, this mixed message, talking about how they're going to leave Colorado and Washington alone, but yet he didn't weigh in on decriminalizing in his own city of D.C., but did say that it was not a good use of law enforcement resources to give young people a criminal record for drug possession. So it seems to me that, as Bill Piper here from the National Drug Policy Alliance said, quote, the tide has clearly shifted against the failed war on drugs, and it's only a matter of time before federal law is changed. What a shame that it was apparently some of the Republicans that decided to try to stand in the way of the D.C. marijuana.
It's not really
issue.
Surprising, though.
No, it's not. Well, I guess it's not surprising.
Republicans have been able to skulk about in the darkness of surrounding marijuana legalization. Mm-hmm. You don't find them really coming out and saying it as on a national level. Like, there's people that are against legalizing drugs, but usually they don't say, yes, and I'm with the Republicans. The Republicans don't really take a stand on this. It just happens to be the Republican states where it's difficult to get marijuana legalized to help people who are ill, right?
Well, it's frequently Democrats as well who speak in favor of the war on drugs and the war on pot. So I just thought it was interesting that the Republicans even bothered to make a stand on this when all they had to do was just be quiet and it would just pass quietly and there wouldn't be as much fanfare about it.
Well, it is an election year and they don't want to be seen as being soft on the war on drugs.
Right, soft on pot. So there you go. That should give you an indicator of what's going on, what the political waves are there in Washington, D.C. It's good news that they ultimately failed in their task, and D.C. does have decrim. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go with more D.C.-related stuff. One of my least favorite places on Earth. But unfortunately, there's a lot of newsy things happening there. The Obamacare decisions, apparently two conflicting decisions have been made.
Yes, and they were made just hours apart from different appeals courts, federal circuit courts. And I've got a story here from Reuters that says two U.S. judicial panels on Tuesday injected new uncertainty into the future of President Obama's health care law with conflicting rulings over whether the federal government can subsidize health insurance for millions of Americans. At issue was the health care exchanges, whether the exchange that was set up at the national level to apply in the states that did not create a state-level exchange, whether or not that was legal. Because the wording of the law, and they don't have it in the story here, but I reported on this morning on the FPP Radio News, the wording of the law says the money is to come from the state exchange.
Yep.
So
the money to go to pay for...
To give the subsidies for the people that can't afford the health insurance premiums.
Right. So what the law does is essentially makes it mandatory for everybody to participate, okay. makes it mandatory for insurance companies to cover you, subsidizes poor people in paying for their insurance premium.
Okay.
Those are the three things. What the law is very specific that it must go through state exchanges. However... You got to consider.
Not all states have
states. 36 states don't have exchanges.
This is a law that is, you know, it's 1,000 pages long or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how many pages, but
something like
hundreds
that.
And hundreds of pages long.
The bill itself was about 1,300 pages, and sections, multiple sections of the bill said, as directed by the secretary, meaning. This policy has not yet been written by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, so the regulations behind this are
unclear.
Even more thousands of pages, and I think that there's still some parts that have not yet been written.
Well, also, this law in about the states, you know, this it has to go through the state exchanges, is conflicting. So there's a line in there that clearly says that. However, there are lines in there that conflict with that. So this court in Virginia, there's been several courts that have ruled on similar issues. At least this one court, there's a conflicting opinion. In this Virginia case, essentially you've got what amount to Republican judges, you know, Republican appointees, saying, well, with a plain reading of this law, it appears as though that this law is, you know, the way it's being implemented is invalid and illegal. So we're going to send this back to Congress to figure out. Now, consider for a second that would really be Congress's job to figure this out. Hey, look, you sent us a law that's messed up here, so spruce it up. However, this Congress would never pass the Affordable Care Act again. So now you have a situation where. Well, we've got this law, it's been passed, and, you know, it's the spirit of law that counts, and it's very important.
So now the courts are trying to interpret what the law should mean.
Right. Well, a poorly written law with too many words in it. Like, as far as I'm concerned, any law that's more than a page long is a bad law.
Yeah.
There were several lawsuits that were filed before any of the law went into effect. And these two suits that wound up having rulings yesterday were suits that had been filed a long time ago about the health care exchange. And, Mark, it was actually the D.C. court that was split 2-1 that said it's unconstitutional.
Okay.
The Virginia court was unanimous saying it's okay.
My mistake.
So does that mean the Supreme Court takes it next?
Possibly.
If they would feel like it.
They could or not. All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, does this mean that, does it change anything for the people on the ground? We'll find out coming up. Free Talk Live.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. free. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Hey, all the features on the site are free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their website, so go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you get online even a little bit, you might want to consider ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network. They care about your privacy, so they encrypt your online data, meaning that before whatever you're doing gets to your internet service provider, it is encrypted. Thereby, your ISP will have no clue what you're up to anymore right now. They're probably keeping records on you of every site you visit and every search you make, sometimes for as long as 5 years. So you can put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download the software. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, or Android. Linux users, there's a way to get it working for you as well. It's just that it's actually not the, you don't download software with Linux. So the different setup process. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go there, get started for free, and when you're ready to upgrade, you can do it and get a heck of a discount. 20% off for the lifetime of your account, the premium account, as it is called. And when you buy the annual plan with that 20% off code, FTL20, that gets you the price down to $5 per month. Again, code FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online surfing habits, and with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and the ability to privately torrent. Go and learn more and get started right now at proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to premium. proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, we're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, as my understanding from what you guys have told me, and it sounds like you've done a lot more research on this issue than I have, But is this Obamacare rulings? There were two rulings that came out. Was it yesterday morning?
Yesterday, they were within hours of one another. I think one came out morning, one came out early afternoon.
One of these rulings contradicts the other one, and I don't know what that's going to mean for the future of Obamacare. What is it going to mean for the people on the ground, the people who are, you know, purportedly trying to get health care coverage?
That's a very good question. And one of the articles that I read said that the D.C. court might actually wind up voting to rehear this case before it ever goes to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
But the Supreme Court could decide to go ahead and take up the case.
So according to the story here, I've got the summary at CNBC.com, that it was the D.C. court that ruled 2-1 that the subsidies are illegal. These are subsidies being given to people that are, I guess, not signing up through the state exchanges.
Right. The subsidies are coming from the federal level,
yeah,
not the state level, because the wording of the bill, and I've actually got a quote here from the court decision, that says, the fact is that the legislative record provides little indication one way or the other of congressional intent, but the statutory text does. It plainly makes subsidies available only on exchanges established by states, and in the absence of any contrary indication, the text is conclusive evidence of Congress's intent.
But all of this seems like quibbling over some text in a bill, right? Like just a few sentences.
Right.
What, I mean, the subsidies, okay, if they're supposed to come from the states, are they not coming ultimately from the federal government first? Isn't the federal government cutting them a big check and then they're just sending out the subsidies? Where's the money coming from the states?
Pretty much that's what's happening, but I think that the quibbling is over whose signature is on the check, whether the signature comes from the state or whether it comes from the feds. But in all... basically, what it is, it's money laundering, and whether you're getting the money directly from the person doing the laundering or you get it from the second level of where they laundered the money to, that's what this is quibbling over.
So the other court voted, this was the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they voted 2 hours later, 3-0, that the subsidies, the direct subsidies from healthcare.gov are legal in those 36 states, for the people who are in those 36 states. So they're completely contradictory here.
Yes.
And ultimately, all of this is over whether or not the federal government can issue subsidies directly to somebody or they have to have this state intermediary in between. That's the crux of this.
Right.
Correct?
And the story here from Reuters says the Virginia Appeals Court, while siding with the administration, was lukewarm in its support, writing, the court is of the opinion that the defendants have the stronger position, although only slightly.
So there you go. What does this mean for you, though? I mean, the average person on the streets, I don't really care, personally. I don't plan on signing up for this healthcare debacle.
It doesn't mean much. At this point, there's at least 45 days until any of this stuff goes into effect. It's remanded down to lower courts.
Hasn't gone into effect yet? I thought they were taking sign-ups last year.
No, he's saying the court rulings.
The rulings.
Oh, the rulings. Okay. So, how could the rulings take effect when they're contradictory?
Well, because at the circuit court level, they only apply to the area under that jurisdiction.
Uh-huh. I follow you. Okay. Well, I'm still not opting into it, so, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want at the federal government level, and I don't really care. I don't care which way the courts rule. It doesn't matter to me if they love Obamacare or if they hate Obamacare.
But
I'm not playing.
At some point or another, one needs to purchase insurance, health insurance, right?
I don't really know about that. I mean, some would argue that healthcare would be a better industry without the insurance companies.
Yeah, but now, at this point, you're going to have a heck of a time. You might not even be able to get service if you don't have insurance. So, are you willing to go around not getting health coverage?
So what you're saying is you think that eventually hospitals will stop serving people if they don't have insurance?
It's at this point, it's illegal not to have insurance, my friend.
Right. It's illegal not to have insurance, but there's also a law saying that you cannot refuse to provide medical service if someone cannot pay.
That much is true. But the difficulty, it's Ian's not going to not pay. Ian, he's going to want to pay in cash after,
right.
after the rates have been driven up sky high
right.
by the intervention of the government in this marketplace. This is really the difficulty.
Why should I reward the insurance companies for their collusion with the state?
Why should you give the hospital, why should you pay some inflated rate because they've gotten in bed with the insurance companies? Why should you get medical care?
Well, cash payers should get a discount as far
as I'm concerned. Yeah, but they don't. Sorry.
Right. I thought you used to get discounts from doctors.
From doctor's offices is an entirely different story. When I went to the hospital with my wife, you know, when she was pregnant, they asked us if we had insurance. And I said, well, yes, but it doesn't cover prenatal, so we'll be paying in cash. Well, we need to have the insurance anyway. Well, they took down our insurance information. But, you know, remember, this is prenatal. Mm-hmm. This doesn't cover prenatal, so it doesn't count. Well, then they wouldn't give us the cash discount because we have insurance.
And my understanding
on those people.
My understanding now is that it is illegal to provide a cash discount.
Whoa.
Yeah. From what I've heard.
A doctor or a hospital?
Both. From what I've heard, and, you know, I'm taking the word of doctors who have said this. Uh-huh. Is that when they sign contracts with insurance companies
oh, wow.
and with Medicare, there's wording in the contract that you must charge Jeez. Everyone the same, even though Medicare in its contract says we will only pay you 60% of what is billed. The insurance companies have something that's somewhere around 70% that is billed. Meaning that they have to inflate the prices so that they wind up at least
getting the percentage.
Getting, you know, reimbursed fully for their cost out of pocket. So wow. the people with cash wind up paying more.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Hey, Tom. Tom in Michigan City going once.
True.
Hey.
About the concept of that, I went into the hospital and I was charged five times more than what my wife was charged because I didn't have insurance and was paying cash, and she was under Medicare.
There you go.
Five times more than what she paid.
Five times
Are you saying
more,
you paid
yes.
five times more than what Medicare paid for her, or was there some sort
That's
of out-of-pocket
correct.
Thing?
I see. Well, I mean, look my at this. Cost out-of-pocket was five times higher than what her cost was charged for what Medicare paid.
Huh. Wow.
He's got
Crazy.
No one to negotiate for him. The government just comes in and says what it's going to pay. They're waiting for people who are paying in cash so they can knock them over the head.
Tom, if you got more to say, you can hang on. We'll bring you back. 855-453. You can join the conversation and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No. No. And No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No. Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also some other stores that you can link to over at shop.freetalklive.com. But anyway, if you enter Amazon, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you and just get your shopping done. Get whatever you're going to normally buy, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Rather than all the profits going to Amazon, we get a little bit. So go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done, except you can't buy healthcare on Amazon. Tom is in Michigan City listening to WIMS. We're talking about the recent court decisions that seem to be contradictory regarding Obamacare implementation as far as whether or not states versus the feds can pay subsidies to customers in this scheme of theirs. And some courts are disagreeing, circuit courts at the federal level. Tom, how is this affecting you, the whole healthcare thing? I mean, have you signed up for this? Are you protesting? Are you refusing to participate? What's your story?
I am refusing to participate at this point. Who knows exactly, you know, how onerous the fines are going to be or the penalties are going to be. You know, this year it's, 1% of your income, or was it $100 or something like that?
It's some low amount.
And then it goes up year after year.
Yeah, but 1% of the income would still actually put me over that anyway. But then the next, it's double that.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up higher each time. But it was stated, someone stated that it's illegal not to have health insurance. I don't believe that's true. It's not.
Well, it may not be a criminal offense. I mean, in that they, I don't know if they can put you in jail for it, but they can certainly, from what I understand, dock pay from paychecks and things, right?
If you refuse to pay the fines on your, assuming that you do wind up filing a, 1040 at the end of the year.
Which I haven't done in 10 years.
If you refuse to pay the fine assessed against you for not having insurance,
mm-hmm.
then the law says that they can throw you in prison.
Oh, really?
Now, what about,
I
don't think people...
I understood it different.
What's your understanding, Tom?
I understood that if you refused to pay the fine, you didn't have to pay it, but if you had any money coming back, they would take that out. So if you actually got a refund, then that money is mm-hmm. taken out of the refund. If you don't get a refund, that penalty stays there and they charge interest until next year until they eventually do get a refund out of you.
But if you keep refusing to give them money, then they will throw you in prison.
That's not my understanding, but you may be right.
It usually is what they do, is that if you don't pay a fine, ultimately prison will result.
But there are tens of millions of people who don't file tax returns, and I'm curious about them. What if you make less than $10,000 a year? Mm-hmm. As I understand it, you don't have to file a tax return at that point.
Right.
What about that? Is that person, then responsible? How do you prove to the insurance companies you're making less than $10,000 so that you can get the subsidies? I have no idea how this crap works.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah,
most people wind up filing even if they make $50 because they get told, well, you have to file.
You know, I don't know what it's like for other families, but I was essentially raised to feel very icky about dealing with the government. Not because we hated them or anything in my family, just because it's like, we don't accept those things from those people. So even when I was out of work, I didn't file for unemployment because I just didn't want to. I got the telephone number for unemployment from the unemployment office and like call here at this number. And I'm like, ultimately, I'm just like, you know what? I'll just get a job. Screw it. And I went and got a job. And I'm not interested in filling out these people's government paperwork.
No way. So I do have something here from USA Today. This is the published in 2013. Fact check. More false claims about Obamacare. All right, so here's what they claim is a false claim. Now, remember, this is just USA Today, so who knows what the truth is. They say here, Rand Paul incorrectly claimed you will go to jail if you don't buy health insurance and refuse to pay the tax penalty. The law specifically states that those who do not pay the penalty, quote, shall not be subject to any criminal prosecution, unquote. Shortly after the law passed, the IRS commissioner at the time said the law precludes jail, but violators will likely face offsets against future tax refunds. Now, of course, if you don't pay taxes, there's a chance they're going to put you in jail, but they won't likely put you in jail specifically because of non-participation in the Obamacare scam.
Yeah, they'll say that, well, you failed to pay our penalties, and that's a jailable offense.
I think you're right about that, Daryl. So sort of a roundabout way, yeah, ultimately they could put you in jail for this. But as you pointed out, Tom, if you have money being withheld by the feds, then they're just going to take the money and run, and that'll be the end of that day. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because those are the two things that are most important to the state people. One, getting your money. Two, getting your obedience. And if they can get away with one of the two, that's usually good enough for them. I mean, they want them both, ultimately, but if they can get your money, in the case of the IRS, they're probably going to leave you alone on
well, getting your money is you're getting your obedience.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it's against your will. Sometimes they will take it directly from a bank account or from a paycheck, and that's not your choice.
Yeah, at that point, who cares? I mean, really, what the obedience they want is your money. So, and when they get your obedience, they will ultimately get your money anyway, because that's how their system is set up. Obedience is money, and money is obedience. Yeah, they don't have to get your 100% obedience. In this country, we have the right to complain, for instance. Many countries, you don't have the right to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we'll give them a certain amount of disobedience as long as they're obedient when we say they're going to be obedient on the issues that we say they will be obedient upon. And that's why I make the contention that citizen is the new slave.
Mm. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Aaron is with us.
The healthcare law, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Something else is there. Oh, that's the USA Today video. Let me shut her up for just a moment here. And then we're going to put Aaron on from Skype land. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mark, Daryl. Hey, Mark posted something to Facebook a couple weeks back, maybe, about the minimum wage hike, and there is an argument for raising it. Do you remember this?
I don't.
Okay. So there is a gentleman who is a 0.001 percenter.
Oh, yeah, this guy that says that the pitchforks and the torches are going to come out if we, the entrepreneurs or the ultra-wealthy, do not raise the minimum wage, right?
Aaron's a little hard to hear you, by the way. I'm having to crank you up all the way.
How about that?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just kind of a self-serving argument because most of the Fortune 100 companies don't pay minimum wage. And, of course, they want to sell their products. And if a lot of the population can't afford to buy their products, then they're going to suffer. So, basically, if the going wage is higher than the minimum wage and people are able to charge these low amounts, the inflation of the minimum wage isn't keeping up with the inflation of the dollar, I guess, is the point.
I think that's true.
And if you have – it doesn't cycle properly if you don't have that wage coming up in correspondence with the actual inflation rate. You end up with money sitting in large accounts at the top that doesn't end up trickling down to the people earning at the bottom.
I get where you're coming from. Basically, the people who are earning on the low end, they get screwed as the minimum wage doesn't increase as the inflation rate continues to go up at a greater rate than the minimum wage increasing over time because it's not catching up. So therefore, people who are taking minimum wage jobs are being put further and further behind the ball. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Yeah.
But that's also true for everybody, right? Because, as wages in general are not, whether we're talking about the minimum wage or not, lower wages in general are not increasing at a clip that is equivalent to the clip at which they are printing money.
Well, it's not only lower wages. I don't know of anybody that gets an automatic 3% pay raise every year.
Doesn't happen.
I do.
Oh, well, lucky you, Aaron. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number, rub it in, 855-450-FREE.
Right. If you're a business owner, you have to go out there and fight for those increased, wages or whatever you're getting, the money you make. And if you're working for somebody, it's very tough to get that increase over time. You got to keep on asking for the pay raises if you're in sort of a dead end job where you're not going to see increase. You got to move from job to job, hoping to get higher wages.
You can share your thoughts on the minimum wage, healthcare, cannabis, whatever. Those are some of the things we've talked about in the first hour. We've got 2 whole hours to go here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.